fighter aircraft. I mean, when you stand there on the deck of a heaving carrier, knowing full well you're going to scream into the air at hundreds of miles an hour, face contorted by the gravitational pull of the Earth. You talk about sucking some gas. I mean, when you hit the afterburners, man, that jet fuel just burns like there's no tomorrow. Sweet! And when you take off with a bunch of your buddies, all of them going afterburners, knowing full well you're going to streak over the terrain at low level. And meet people from foreign lands with different customs and language. And kill them. I mean, that is the best. All right, thumbs up! Hit the catapult, let's go! Yeah. Climbing to altitude, I look at the rear view and see my buddies climbing right behind me. In-flight refueling was sweet. In-flight refueling! I mean, two aircraft rocketing through the sky. One of them bloated with fuel. And I tell you, when we connected, I can't help it. Maybe it was Freudian, I don't know. When you flew up right behind that tanker and you made contact, it was kind of like, oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, just chop on the tank, boys, chop on the tank. Oh. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. As I sat in there, oh, God. Best of all was to roar in on that village, yeah. Watching them scatter, but there's no way they get out from the cannon fire! Yeah! Pull it up, pull it up! Yeah. Oh. Yes, I had some close calls. And I guess the Lord must want me here today. I remember I was the guy that got Needleman through flight school. I was the guy that got Needleman assigned to our carrier. I was the guy that always kept an eye open for him. Watch it, Needleman, you got one on your butt! Hard right! That's why Needleman saved my life. I remember we were on a run to King Fong. It was right at the limit of our fuel. We were just going to do one pass and haul ass. And as I winked away from the target, I could see on the ground NSAM surface-to-air missile. It was coming up towards me. Needleman had already taken a hit and bailed out. I saw a good shoot. I knew he was going to be okay. He'd be enjoying fish head soup for a while. But as I turned left, that thing turned left. I turned right, it turned right. I was thinking, oh, my God, this is it. But fortunately, at the last second, Needleman broke wind. Distracted the missile somewhat. Right.
Changing the way Washington talks.